So I guess Chandler Parsons is having a rough time right now in Memphis.
Still?
I mean, he's injured is the thing. And I don't know if he's ever going to actually be fully healthy. And I guess they treated him poorly. They booed him. The Grizzlies did win last night, 103-91 over the Pelicans. Here is former Rocket Chandler Parsons after the game.
I'll just go into every game with the mentality that it's a road game. That's how it's going to be. And you know, I know how hard I worked this summer. My teammates know how hard I worked this summer.
Well, poor Chandler. He just keeps getting contract after contract without actually justifying it on the court. He got overpaid in Dallas, which was fine. Like, that was just that's the nature of the business, and Dallas wanted what they thought he was going to give them. He couldn't because he's got knees like Tres Leches, and now he goes to Memphis and got another big contract in Memphis for God knows what reason then, because his knees had already been established Tres Leches, and now he's upset that people were expecting them to get something for their money. Poor Chandler Parsons, woe is you.
Over, under, amount of days until he trashes the city of Memphis and calls it dirty.
Oh, dude, if he's calling Houston dirty, oh my gosh. Have you been to Memphis? Oh my gosh. And the fans and everything. Not to mention, like, Chandler's got to keep this in mind. Them good old boys in Memphis will do a number on him. Like, watch what you say in criticizing the fan base of Memphis before you find yourself in a jacked up pickup truck on some dirt road at 4 a.m. Well, Hoss is doing the business to you.
When you think of grit and grind, you don't exactly think of Chandler Parsons.
Yeah, grit and grind. I know Grindhouse Chandler.
Yeah, that's like the last guy you think
okay,
of.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Does the Grindhouse have hair gel in the dispensaries? In my,
what's your bottle service?
Is there a club in here? What's going on?
Hey, real quick though, Landry will defend Chandler, right? You say in person he's actually pretty cool.
I mean, what do I need to defend?
I don't know. You say he's actually not a bad guy. He comes off like a club kid with a pituitary problem.
He is, but he's not as douchey as you think he is. He's a pretty good dude, but he does hate Memphis.
Okay.
Dang it. Oh, he does.
Does he really? You've got inside information on
Move on.
I missed this yesterday. I guess. Oh, Matt Young didn't write it in the Chronicle until yesterday afternoon. Did you guys know? Did they talk about it during the game that Lance had lost his diamond necklace during the game? Like, it broke apart during the game, and some of the diamonds spilled onto the pitching mound. He went down scouring the mound for the diamonds. Home plate umpire Chris Guccione came over to help. A bat boy even came out with a plastic cup and scooped dirt off the mound and sifted through it to pick out the diamonds.
That's got to be stressful in the middle of your biggest start ever.
Very, very stressful. Yeah. Very stressful.
Diamonds.
They're doing that very quickly. Yeah. It's either very stressful or like the most baller thing ever. The baller thing would have been for him to be like, I'm working. Screw it. I'll worry about those diamonds later. I'm guessing it's a pricey. I'm guessing these aren't like little like 0.03 carat diamonds.
That judge missing second base is when this all happened.
So they had time to do it.
He had time to do it. But man, that's got to be stressful.
So the people in the park are watching. I wonder if the people in the park didn't even realize exactly what was going on because they were confused by what was going on with McCullers looking for the diamonds and everything. That whole scene must have been even weirder in person when they didn't know what was going on. Like, the people in the park didn't know that Judge had missed second base, or at least most of them, and that was going to happen. And meanwhile, they're watching all these guys scramble around just picking through the dirt at the mound during the game. He was fine afterwards. Let's see. He threw three and two-thirds innings and gave up a hit and a walk while wearing the necklace. After the necklace broke, he pitched 2 1/3 innings, giving up just one hit. It was the home run to Aaron Judge. Maybe the loss of the necklace was the mistake.
I want to watch it again because I want to see what his demeanor was like during that moment. Because if he was able to shake off losing something like this, there is nothing that infuriates me more than losing something. And
yes.
Naturally, I lose things all the time. Like, just a weekend ago, I left my phone in Atlanta during a wedding. Thank God the Uber guy found it and FedExed it back to me. That was a stressful.
You don't trust people either.
No.
So that's why you don't trust valets. So I'm thinking about you. If you'd lost your necklace like Lance McCullers did on the mound, like, think about it, in the dugout. And if you don't have all of them back,
did you take one of my diamonds?
I'm sitting there.
My precious.
I'm watching everybody when they trot out onto the field and everything, just to be sure nobody does anything. That's a weird scenario. I wonder if he stayed out afterwards. They find all of them on the mound.
It's a tricky spot.
I'm not going to be able to sleep.
That's the first thing I thought of is I hate losing stuff. I can't imagine, you know, doing like a huge radio show and like I lose something of financial value. Yeah.
This is going to keep me awake at night. This and Ozark. Ozark's keeping me awake at night.
Okay.
If you guys want to watch something on Netflix, as you're also trying to absorb all the sports that's going on in Houston right now, Ozark.
I'm 3 episodes in. It's great. Okay, so I saw this story, and this makes me happy because I am a big fan of Rose Leslie and Kit Harington, a.k.a. Ygritte and Jon Snow from
yes.
Game of Thrones. They've gotten married. They're about to get married in real life.
Who the
life.
Hell are they?
Jon Snow and Ygritte. Come on.
Who's Ygritte?
Ygritte was the redhead.
She was the one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They got married in real life?
They got married in real life.
No kidding.
Right,
really?
Yeah, they actually like had stopped shooting Game of Thrones for a little bit so that everyone could get to the wedding.
Interesting.
Well, Rose Leslie made Kit Harington.
Kind of a diva move. Was she pregnant, must be? Is that why they killed her?
I don't know. Look, all I know is that Rose Leslie made Kit Harington wear his Jon Snow costume once for Halloween. So he had to go around like that for Halloween. Now, I'm bringing this back to me because yesterday I actually bought 2 Halloween costumes. Am I a ginormous man-child for buying 2 Halloween costumes?
What were the two costumes? Some people are into Halloween. And you're a young single guy. You're going to go to parties because girls are dressed. There's nothing like a Halloween party.
I'm 28, and I know. There's nothing like a Halloween party. And it's
like everybody,
to that point,
they all let their freak out on Halloween. There you go.
Han Solo and Harry Potter. Yeah, they're very nerdy
costumes. You doing the Harry Potter accent in
I'm
that.
I'm going to do it the British accent
that
the whole way through.
That needs to go.
I think it's going to work.
Needs to go forever. Like, ever. Your Cockney accent or whatever that is. Don't do it.
When I try to make it British, it sounds Australian. And when I try to make it Australian, it sounds British.
Yeah. No, I don't have an issue. I know a lot of people kind of... Everybody loves to hate this time of year. They hate on anybody that likes pumpkin spice. They hate on people that wear costumes. Like, don't try to take away things that make people
everybody
happy.
Everybody just hates?
Yeah.
I hate.
I personally don't get the big anti-pumpkin spice thing. I don't understand that. Like, people get excited about pumpkin this time of year, and it brings back memories of childhood and everything. I don't get the pumpkin spice hate.
I love Shipyard Pumpkinhead beer, and I have not been able to find it in any grocery store. And I'm one of those crazy people who will go from grocery store to grocery store trying to look for it.
Yeah. Landry says Central Market has it.
Well, that's the Central one that Mark's I haven't gone everything. To.
Yeah, get yourself
well,
on
how,
the...
how would that be the one?
Because
okay, well,
I feel like I'm priced out by Central
you
Market.
What's the St. Arnold's version? The Pumpkinator? Is that what they have? Do the Pumpkinator. Get yourself hooked on that. Get yourself a Pumpkinator habit.
I'll try that.
Yeah.
By the way, I have a food contribution for Stuff Landry Likes Tomorrow right around 9:30. I got a little contribution for you.